Hello, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan. My name is Frank, and I'm from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues like the climate crisis. Are you a registered voter in the state of Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to help us out and participate in the survey, sir?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Let's see here. Let's start. It says, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to the fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
I don't know about climate change in Maryland, but yes, I've been financially impacted.
Okay, but you don't see the link between the two things.
I can't say it's specifically Maryland, but like insurance rates have gone through the roof, and all of this is due to all the claims, and that's nationwide. I can't pin that down to just a single state.
Okay, I see. Thank you, sir. Next, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Repeat that question for me, please.
Sure. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs for those things.
Do I agree with that?
Would you support a bill like that with that like that, or would you oppose it?
I would support a bill like that, but our governor is sucking all the money out of our transportation budget anyway.
Okay. Next, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I would need to know more about that. I can't blindly say whether I would support that. I would need to know more about what level, because I feel like we're throwing out a very good working thing to replace it with something that's going to save the environment. Well, are we truly saving the environment if we're replacing something that doesn't need to be replaced?
Sure, I understand. Okay, next, I am going to read to you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose that proposal. So the first one would be expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose it?
I don't understand what that has to do with the climate.
Yes, I'm...
That has nothing to do with climate. We're talking about how we're going to better infrastructure, and then you go straight into healthcare. Yes, we need better healthcare.
I mean, I guess if climate change is getting worse and worse, well, that for sure will affect people's health, you know?
Okay.
So you would support it?
Sure.
Okay. Next is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
support.
Okay. Next, protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Support.
Okay. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
I need to know what the criteria of needed would be.
Okay.
That's a pretty broad statement. So I would say no to that one.
Okay. Improving electrical grid reliability.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Next, providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Yes.
Okay. And the last one is increasing access to public transportation.
No.
Okay.
They just shut down the light train rail from Baltimore. Our public transit system is so corrupt.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the U.S., I'm talking about
Maryland specifically.
Okay.
I mean, they just spent millions of dollars working on the light rail, especially from Baltimore to BWI Airport. And then they just had to shut the entire system down because it's built wrong and it has faults all through it. And
we spent
how many billions of dollars on that, between the procurement of all the land to do this and the cost of the build itself. There were billions of dollars spent on it, and the thing has just been shut down.
Man, it's annoying, huh? Okay, let's see here. He says, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. So the first statement would be, the big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in a decade of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from the climate change. Do you think that's a very convincing statement? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. Next statement is, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Would you say that's a very convincing statement? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing, okay. And the last one, the last statement is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, reliance hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events.
Not convincing.
Okay, not too convincing. Okay. Next. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. Thank you. Next, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact?
no impact, neutral.
Okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish it, or would it have no impact?
Diminish it.
Diminish it, okay.
I can't get enough electricity at my house to hook up an electric car, which is something I've tried to, but I can't get my electric service upgraded here. And they want to go full electric on everything. The infrastructure doesn't exist.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if those costs are passed on to the consumers? Would you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Thank you. In the 2024 election, I'm sorry, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
RFK Jr.
I'm sorry?
RFK Jr.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And these last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing our responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64?
35 to 49.
Okay. And with which party are you registered to vote? Democrat Party, Republican, or Independent?
I am an independent registered as a Democrat so I can vote in the primary because the state makes it impossible for independents to vote in primaries.
Ah, I see. Okay.
If you're not affiliated with a party, you cannot vote in the primary. So I am an independent, but I've had to register with a party, so I can't.
Your only two options are to be either a Democrat or a Republican.
Yeah, for primary purposes, yes.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. And what is your race, sir? White, African-American, or other?
White.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and have yourself a great evening, okay, sir?
You too.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.